down along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery. So you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Macs and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
It's time now for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you, with Grayson Hoff and Max TV. And Chris, what does McDonald need to do to come on the road here and defeat a very talented Fall Creek team?
I think they need to just keep their head in the game, play their game, hit the ball, be patient, base running. You know, and Katie, hopefully she's on fire, and I think she will be on the fire in the circle like she has been.
Well, let's play ball. Those are your Choice and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Grayson Hoff running the camera and computer on Max TV. Kendall Heffler leads off for McDonald, the junior left fielder, number three, batting first against Harum. Grace in the circle, the talented junior pitcher for Fall Creek. And we are underway with a first pitch strike. First pitch at 4:57 p.m. Beautiful sunshine outside. Hasn't kept the sprinkles away completely. But we're glad to be with you. Second pitch also in there for a strike on Kendall Heffler as Harum working very quickly to start this ball game here on her home field. Pitch three upstairs, and Kendall lays off for ball one. 4:57 batter is Kendall. And batting left, she leads the team in average. Harum, quite the hurler. Whirls and deals. Kendall slaps one right back to Grace Harum. And she'll drop it off to first. And Kendall is retired. Playing first is Addie Haynes, the junior, number five. 1-3 on the putout. Brings up Riley Christensen Richardson, the freshman center fielder, number seven. She's second on the team at a 4.48 batting average.
Yeah.
First pitch in there for a strike.
These first couple, they need to get their jitters and just be ready. I mean, they've seen pitchers like this before. She's a very talented left-handed pitcher, so they just need to go in there and keep their heads on.
0-1 the count. Upstairs high, Riley lays off. One ball, one strike. For Grace Harum, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. 1-1 the count with one away. Outside.
Ooh, that was close.
Pitch two. We've got a pretty good angle on that one, and that was quite close as we're right along the first baseline here.
She had a changeup on that one, and so that was close.
Two balls, one strike. Harum against Riley Christensen Richardson. Riley fouls one straight back at the top of the fence. We're even at 2-2 with the first batter, Kendall Heffler, retired. Harum had, I believe, 9 strikeouts in the first game against McDonald that they won 12-4. Much closer the second game. She pitched that one as well. 10-9, a Fall Creek win. Swing and a miss. First strikeout of the day for either side as Riley Christensen Richardson goes down on strikes. Brings up Morgan Wirtz, the senior catcher, number 33. She also bats plus 400 at 4.15 on the season. Morgan stands in from the right side. McDonald with their blue tops and bottoms with the white pinstripes, white numerals, gold piping, white socks. A high pop-up, shallow infield, second base, gloved by Avery Barca, the senior. And McDonald retired 1-2-3 to start the game. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
shoes. It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Well, Grace Harum works 1-2-3 through the McDonald lineup to start the game, and that brings up the top of the batting order for the Fall Creek Crickets. They have the forest green uniforms with the white and green sleeves, white crickets across the front of the shirts, jet black pants, and the forest green socks. Katie Ruff stands in the circle after that 15-strikeout masterpiece of a no-hitter to win a regional championship.
Masterpiece for sure. She did a great job. She's going to bring it today, too.
First pitch showing bunt, and pulling it back is Kennedy Tum, the junior third baseman, number 8. Of course, we know her from basketball as well, too. Talented athlete. All juniors and seniors in this lineup for Fall Creek. 6 juniors, 3 seniors, all upperclassmen. Pitch 2 from Katie Ruff in there for a strike. 1-1 on Kennedy Tum, and we've commented from time to time, Chris, about the youth in some of these teams, especially in the Western Clover Belt. Fall Creek, the champs of the conference, it's all experience here.
Exactly, and that, you know, that shows.
1-1 fouled off right in front of us.
That definitely shows, you know, their experience shows, and so they're coming in solid and ready to play.
1-2 for Katie Ruff on Kennedy Tum. No score, bottom of the first here at Fall Creek. The 1-2 pitch slapped just over the second baseman's head and aboard is Kennedy Tum. It's a little blooper that goes right between Kelsey Bremnes and Abby Brezina. And Kennedy Tum doesn't make hard contact, but enough to get on the board.
Kelsey did a great job in trying to get over and get that ball, so she ran. That was a tough ball to get.
Avery Barker comes up, the senior second baseman. They go junior, senior, senior, senior in the first 4. Barker, number 3, bats from the right. First base runner aboard of the day. Showing bunt, pulling it back. Snap throw to first. Not quite in time.
Yeah, Morgan's not going to let her play like that. You know, Morgan's going to push her back and keep her in check.
Abby Brezina was there covering first. And you can hear the Fall Creek team and could hear them before the game. I mean, they made it a point as a team. They want to be loud.
Yep. And I think that's, you know, part of their what they do.
Runner goes. Morgan works the throw, not quite in time, as Bremnes had to lean out over the bag, and so stealing second, Kennedy Tum.
She, I believe, left early, so she is out.
And Coach Saransky wanting an explanation on that. But you are correct, so scratch that, and Tum will be the first out of the game. Nestle Health Sciences is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com, and I think that's a testament to the arm of Morgan Wirtz that Tum would leave early.
Yep.
You got to get a jump.
Well, and I think, too, that's the great thing of having 2 field umpires out there that, you know, they've got the perspective that they need to. So
made the right call. 1-1, 1 out. No score. Bottom of the first here at Fall Creek. We are literally between fields here, not just baseball and softball, but actual tilled fields.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Just keeping the that thing that's falling out of the sky away.
1-1 is Katie Ruff in for strike 2.
against Avery Barca. Again, no base runners aboard now.
A great amount of people out here to watch this game. It shows the support Absolutely. That both of these teams have.
Lining the outfield fence. In low and just below the knees, Katie Ruff. Three balls and one strike. On Barca, the right-handed batting senior second baseman. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Ruff turning the ball over in the right hand. The pitch,
there you go,
called
Katie.
Strike. Caught the outside edge.
You know, coming into these games, I'd be deceiving if I didn't say there's some nerves on both sides.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and so getting rid of those jitters and getting rid of that, you know, is a big part of this first inning.
Count is full. The payoff pitch from Ruff.
Come
line
on.
Drive way
Riley.
Out to center. Riley Christensen.
Nice
Richardson
job, Riley.
Drifts over and makes the catch.
Avery Barca with a long
again,
drive
contact. You figure you're going to get it from a Fall Creek team that can really hit the ball, but as long as your defense is backing you up.
Well, and it shows they are talented. You know, we have the defense to back it up, and so keep working on it and doing that. The important key, one of the keys.
Sophie Johnson, the senior shortstop, number 11, comes up. She has a big, big bat. Knocked
yes,
one out of the park
does.
At Casper. She's going to pop
Come
fly
on.
One up
That's
way
over to
high
Kendall.
Into left field. Kendall Heffler
there
drifting
go,
over and
Kendall.
Makes the
Good
catch.
Job,
one pitch, one Another swing, one out. And both teams go 1-2-3. We step
hit,
out and
no
head back into the bottom of the second inning here in the sectional semifinal
game,
with your score, McDonald 0, Fall Creek 0. We're back after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Bottom of the second here at Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malcutt, Grayson Hoff with you. WOGO Radio on Max TV. Over on the radio dial, you can catch Chi High on the road at Spash in that sectional semifinal in D1. Gracie Harum just misses ball one against Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey, right-handed batting senior first baseman, number 24, hitting .364 on the year.
I would have thought that would have been a little bit higher because she's had a great
Dribbles
hitting season
the third base
this
line.
Year. So
yeah.
I would have thought that would be a little bit higher.
And it's interesting. We've seen a few batting averages go a little lower for the team as they played some tough non-conference competition
yep.
at the end
yep.
of the season as well.
Yep.
Just to, again, prepare them for the playoffs. One ball, one strike. Harum the pitch. Fighting it off is Aubrey Dorn for a foul right in front of us here. Now she will get a quick conference along the third base line with Coach Rick Beyer. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Harum, the junior left-hander, 1-2 pitch, strikeout. Aubrey Dorn goes down swinging. Second strikeout of the game for the Lady Mavs. As we have full-fledged sunshine out here now.
Absolutely can stay like that just fine.
Katie Ruff at the plate again. She's in the flex spot with Caroline and Kugel also in there for fifth as Katie a swing and a miss.
Yeah, she's doing, you know, the pitcher's doing a great job and the girls just need to take a step back and they've seen pitchers like this before. So they
swing
just
and a miss
need
on
to,
pitch too.
To, you know, get in there, time it the way they need to.
0-2 on Katie Ruff with one away here in the top of the second. The pitch sails in high, eyeball high for Katie Ruff, who lays off it. One ball, two strikes. McDonald's still looking for their first base runner. Fall Creek got one aboard, but she was called for leaving early on a steal attempt. Ruff pops one up. Foul territory, third base line, and gloved there at third by Kennedy Tum.
This could be a fast game if this is how it's going to go, Caleb.
Yeah, both pitchers working pretty quickly.
Exactly.
Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman shortstop number 10, up for the first time, 381 hitter. Bats from the right. First pitch. Slapped foul along the first baseline and in fair territory and caught. 1-2-3, McDonald goes down as we head to the bottom of the second with our score. Once again, Fall Creek 0, McDonald 0. We're back right after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Back to the action here at Fall Creek. Caleb Svensson, Chris Malika, Grayson Hoff with you. Bottom of the second, no score in this sectional semifinal. Katie Ruff, the opening pitch in low as Elena Rappesberger, the senior center fielder, cleanup hitter, number 7, shows bunt, pulls it back. 1-1, no strikes.
You know, Caleb, you picked a bad place to sit because I smell the hot dogs and the burgers being cooked behind us.
The 1-0 pitch from Katie Ruff in high, 2 balls, no strikes.
Come on, Katie.
And they've got the concession area going strong, and they're going to feed a lot of people here. As we've mentioned, they're ringing around the outfield wall. No bleachers close to us on either side of the dugouts. There are some.
Nice
swing
job.
And a miss by Rappesberger for strike one. Two balls, one strike. For the McDonald pitcher, Katie Ruff. Again, McDonald, the royal blue and pinstripes look today. Here in the bottom of the second at Fall Creek. Sectional semifinal, strike two swinging. 2 balls, 2 strikes. They went down 1-2-3 for Fall Creek after Kennedy Tum got aboard with a bloop single. She was called out on a steal attempt, leaving early. And 2 straight flyouts to left and center.
Nice
swinging
job,
strike
Katie.
Three, first punch out of the game for Katie Ruff as Rappesberger goes down on strikes.
That brings up
Ruff's counterpart,
pitcher,
junior Grace Harum.
Number four,
the lefty. She's been doing a phenomenal job in the circle for the first 6 McDonald batters. Has sent them all down in sequence. Now trying to help her cause at the plate. First lefty we've seen in this Fall Creek lineup. She'll foul one straight back and over the fence. A lot of the Fall Creek players have gone for the red face paint today. I call it eye black, but it's red. So
it is red. Yep, it is.
0-1. Ruff, the pitch,
nice
swing
job.
And a miss. Wirtz sends it right back to the circle. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. No balls, 2 strikes. On Grace Harum, the lefty. The pitch, grounded toward Abby Brezina. She'll glove, toss it over to Aubrey Dorn at first. And Harum is retired.
Base picked up, thrown to first for the second out.
4-3 on the putouts. Brings up Emma Westrate, the junior catcher, number 10.
Number 10, Emma.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Westrate bats from the right. 2 away, none on. The pitch, in there for a strike. Bullseye for Katie Ruff.
You know, Katie just needs to find her zone, and she's doing a great job. You know, she always takes that step back. She told us that one time when we interviewed her, she takes that step back in the back of the circle and just takes a breath.
Pitch 2, called strike 2. 0-2. Again, no score here. Bottom of the second. Sixth batter faced for Katie Ruff. With two out, the 0-2 pitch, there swinging, strike three.
Nice
two
job.
Punch outs strike in the out second inning for Katie Ruff, and they go down 1-2-3 in sequence for Fall Creek. After two complete, our score, Fall Creek 0, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Playoff Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the sectional semifinal, WOGO Sports on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Grayson Hoff with you. Glad to be with you here at Fall Creek as we are in the top of the third. No score.
Absolutely.
No runner has gone beyond first base.
Nope. And I think, again, I said it last game, it's great that we're able to do this and be on Max TV and announcing. So thank you very much to the Max TV and to WOGO for being able to do this.
First pitch called, strike on Claire Ruff.
I
would tend to agree with you as well. Claire Ruff, 339 hitter, the freshman right fielder, number 12, working against Grace Harum. Pop up sky high, first baseman coming up to make the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. Addie Haynes had a fairly easy play there. As Ruff pops out, Keegan Winger, the shortstop, the third baseman, sophomore, number 14, 265 hitter. PA announcer got it wrong, and I just followed his lead for a second.
That's okay.
First pitch from Harum, called strike.
Yeah, he's definitely calling it outside corner, so they're going to have to watch on that one.
Harum, again, does not wait around. The left-handed pitching junior is a sky-high foul along the third baseline for Keegan Winger. She's down the count 0-2 here. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. 0-2 pitch, called strike three.
That
outside corner, third strikeout of the game for Grace Harum as Winger's retired brings up Abby Brezina, the senior second baseman, number six, 271 hitter. She had a big hit last game.
I talked to her before the game, and she said that felt so good. And I'm like, okay, then just bring it again.
Two outs, none on.
Ooh.
Line drive foul along the third baseline for Abby Brezina. Again, Quality Propane and Fuels. You can call 723-9490 to find out more. Stop by their office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. The right-handed batting senior second baseman takes the ball outside, and honestly, where the strike zone has been, I thought that one might be called.
I kind of thought so, too. I was waiting for him to call it because he's kind of floating a little bit.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Ball high on Abby Brezina, working the count here against Grace Harum, who's retired the first eight batters she's faced from McDonald. First time through this lineup in the sectional semi. Harum deals a strike on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes on Abby Brezina. Kendall Heffler on deck.
Yeah, that brings us back up to the top of the order. So
if Abby can get on.
Yep.
The 2-2 pitch outside. Count has worked full.
She was looking for her to chase that one, that's for sure.
First time we've had a full count here for a McDonald batter. 3-2, the payoff pitch, swing and a miss. And Brezina goes down on strikes.
Strikeout in the inning at the
as
end of
we
two and
head
half.
To the bottom of the third, your score remains Fall Creek 0, McDonald 0. We are back in 1 minute. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Fall Creek. Sectional semifinal. Second lefty in the lineup for the Fall Creek Crickets is Kendall Asmussen, the junior left fielder, number 9, against Katie Ruff. Slapping one foul along the third base line. I was remiss in not tallying up Katie's strikeouts before the game. She was at 199 coming into this game, so strikeouts number 200 and 201 of the season for the McDonald senior. Last inning.
I think we said it the other night. Having enough words or adjectives to describe how absolutely amazing that is.
Morgan Wirtz did a nice job catching that foul off the backstop as it ricocheted. 0-2 the count on Asmussen, the junior. The 0-2 pitch, just a little bit low. The left-handed batting Asmussen was looking to slap at that one. And one base runner allowed for either pitcher.
Yeah, that with left-handed batters, sometimes a lot of them slap, and some do and some don't. So
1-2 is in for a ball.
She's one that does. Becca Beyer, who graduated last year, was really good for us that like to do that.
Two balls, two strikes. Katie Ruff, that 2-2 pitch fouled over the third baseline. No score here, bottom of the third at Fall Creek. Sectional semifinal. Winner goes to Casper Park to play. McDonald would love another home game of sorts. There's a neutral site, but Casper decided that sectional final on Thursday evening. Pitch low and in the dirt on Kendall Asmussen. Three straight balls, three balls, two strikes.
Come on, Katie.
Payoff pitch coming up here for the McDonald senior, Katie Ruffs. And a scoreless game, bottom of the third.
Come on, Katie.
Ruff, the 3-2 pitch, popped up, shallow infield, and drifting back to make the catch. And backing up her pitcher well is Kelsey Bremnes. That's the first out of the inning. So pop out to six there if you're scoring at home. Larissa Johnson, the junior right fielder, comes up. Number two, she bats from the right. And in the eight slot for head coach Brad Saransky. Ruff deals. Foul back, and
yes!
Morgan Wirtz dives backward and
great
makes
job,
the grab.
For out number two.
Woo-hoo!
So tipped for out number two, Morgan Wirtz quickly out of her crouch.
That shows her versatility right there. That girl, she can move.
Goodness. Cat-like. Top of the order coming up if Addie Haynes can get aboard, the junior first baseman.
She'll
knock one, and it's right off the glove of Bremnes. Line drive that looked to be playable for the freshman Bremnes, and it just kind
of
caromed off her glove. It just happens.
Little off the top of the glove.
Leading off hitter number 8, Kennedy Tum.
So Haynes reaches, and Kennedy Tum, who had that bloop single, only hit so far off Katie Ruff. Is back up at the top of the order with a runner aboard and two away. First pitch, a little high. Right about the letters there. One ball, no strikes with two outs and a runner at first here in the bottom of the third for Katie Ruff and Co. and McDonald. No score against Fall Creek. Foul straight back right in front of us. Morgan works for a retrieve. One ball, one strike as she sends it back just outside the circle.
I'm chuckling looking out at center field. You see all the ladders of the media.
Yes.
To get over the fence. These fences are definitely not friendly to shoot from.
One ball, one strike. Pop up. Oh, Chris, get it.
No, it's, I thought it was going to get me, Caleb.
It was 20 feet behind us. But I mean, Morgan could have got to it if his fence wasn't here.
Exactly.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch, line drive out to the outfield will drop in
Come
for a base
in.
Hit. They're going all the way to third. As Kennedy Tum, 2 for 2 on the day.
Kennedy Tum with her second hit.
So now a runner firmly in scoring position, Addie Haynes. Avery Barca back up at the plate. And the biggest scoring threat for either team as no one had moved a runner beyond first base. Called a double, actually, for Kennedy Tum.
Yep, 2-0 here. The girls just need to play their defense. Katie needs to pitch her pitches, so.
That one dropped right in front of Kendall Heffler. It's a nice piece of hitting by Kennedy Tum. First pitch low and in the dirt, blocked well by Morgan Wirtz. Runners at second and third for Fall Creek. Here in the bottom of their third. They're trying to give their pitcher some run support. She's retired all 9 McDonald batters. 1-0 pitch outside.
Oops, called a strike.
Oh, all right. So two aboard, two out.
I thought he did.
I thought he did too, but 2-0 the count. Rough, the pitch, line towards second, the throw to first, and is it in time? It gets away. And Barca aboard and 2 runs in for Fall Creek.
Just a little too high and on that throw.
Remnus throws to Aubrey Dorn, who's got a long reach, but it just wasn't quite enough. And it's 2-0 Fall Creek. And as Coach Beyer told us, balls put in play, very critical.
Yep. And again, part of that is settling down, you know, the experience. Kelsey does a great job, and so just need to settle down. And
Barca aboard at first. And that brings up the big bat of Sophie Johnson. She flew out to Kendall Heffler and left her first time up. 2-0 Fall Creek. The damage done with 2 outs. Katie Ruff, the pitch, fouled straight back and over the concession stand. Two away with a runner at first. 2 runs in for Fall Creek on the throwing error.
Not sure. There's a conference coming up.
Not sure quite what they're checking on here.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either, so.
We're not being given any indication here, but.
Nope.
When you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or personalized retirement analysis, let McDonald alum Sam Rubenza and Rubenza Wealth Management cover your bases toward financial security. Rubenza Wealth Management, call 715-835-2123. Solid contact from Sophie Johnson. That one is out of here. A 2-run home run for Sophie Johnson. And it's 4-0 Fall Creek.
Baltimore, Sylvie Johnson.
Yep, the girls just need, you know, get out of this inning. We got 2 outs. Get out of this inning.
That was a line drive to center field. And
beautiful hit by Sophie.
Well off the bat by Johnson. Brings up Elena Raffensperger, who struck out her first time up. And 4 runs in, all with 2 outs.
Number 7, Elena Raffensperger.
Just come outside. Here in the bottom of the third. Still a lot of time left in this one, but McDonald needs to start off getting out of this inning and then try to fight their way back.
Had their bats going and stuff. Just get out of this one now and get their bats going. Because once they're on the base, and you know they're great base runners, so getting them on base.
Raffensperger takes ball 1. Four-zero Fall Creek, bottom of the third here in this sectional semifinal. Ruff, the 1-0 pitch.
Ooh,
can't
nice.
Quite catch the outside edge. 2-0.
Come on, Katie.
Again,
you
for
got
a lot
it.
Of this game so far, we've seen that outside edge called, but not that time.
Like I said, he's got a little bit of a floating strike zone.
The 2-0 pitch. Raffensperger pops one up short, playable for Abby Brezina, and she'll glove it and end the inning. But not before Fall Creek puts four across. We head to the fourth inning with our score, Fall Creek 4, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Softball on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Back to the action here in Fall Creek. Caleb Spence and Chris Malika, Grayson Hoff with you. We're at the top of the fourth inning. McDonald at the top of their batting order. Up for the second time as all nine McDonald batters have been retired in sequence by Grace Harum. And now she got some run support. Four runs coming across her Fall Creek, all with two outs in that bottom of the third.
Yeah, no, girls just need to come in and hit their balls.
Showing Bunt,
you know,
pulls it back.
Get in there and go back to their basic skills.
Are you on the hunt for your next vehicle? Visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls or Cadott. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. Kendall Heffler
takes that outside.
Strike one, and that, again, I think was called a ball last batter.
I know. I'm like.
One ball, one strike. On the McDonald leadoff hitter, Kendall Heffler.
Come on, Kendall.
Grounds one past the shortstop and the first base
Good
runner
job,
aboard
Kendall.
For the Lady Max.
There you go. Base hits. That's what we need. And that's just
for their first base runner of the
go back to their basics. Go back to what they need.
So Heffler aboard.
Center fielder, Riley.
She knocked that one right past Sophie Johnson, the senior, Riley Christensen Richardson, who struck out back in the first. Up to plate against Harum for the second time here. Harum deals, swing and a miss from Riley. Kendall Heffler looking to move into scoring position from first. Emma Westrate, the junior other end of that battery, will be keeping an eye on her. The runner goes, throw to second, not in time as Kendall skips into second base for her 33rd steal.
Oh, love that girl so much. She needs to slide.
And I think she thought about sliding and then just decided to skip. Either way, she got it done.
She's there. That's good.
Doubling the number on her jersey, 3-3, the total number of steals for Kendall Heffler on the season. One ball, one strike on Riley Christensen Richardson. And now with a runner in scoring position, takes ball two. And for McDonald with the top of your order here, you want to do a lot of damage, but it starts with just getting the first run across.
Exactly.
The 2-1 pitch.
Come on, Riley.
Riley sends
Come
one
on, Riley.
Deep to right field. It is way back.
And
it's off the wall.
Come on, Kendall.
Riley in for a stand-up double.
There
Kendall
go,
Heffler
Kendall.
To the plate, and McDonald
Good
gets
job,
their first
Riley.
Run of the game. Riley Christensen Richardson, a loud Riley double all the way back to the
Comes
fence.
Up the catcher, number 33.
And she's got this little dance that she does when she gets to when she gets a good hit like that. So.
And that'll liven things up in the McDonald dugout.
Absolutely.
Quick conference between Westrate and Harum there. And that one was just about a foot.
Oh, I thought it was gone.
Here.
I thought it was gone. The dramatic music playing too helps.
Indeed. So Morgan Wirtz back in there. Her team now trailing 4-1. Harem deals. First pitch strike. Riley Christensen Richardson at second with a double. She's 1-for-2 on the day. Morgan popped out to second, her first time up. 0-1 pitch inside on the McDonald senior catcher. When you need a pharmacy, skip the big box and experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop, your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee with free local delivery, the Medicine Shop, Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Harem, the 1-1 pitch outside.
Yeah, trying to get her to chase that changeup.
Morgan Wirtz too wise there, holding off. Steps out of the box for a couple practice cuts. Now stands back in. 2-1 the count with a runner at second. Morgan.
Come on, Morgan.
Drives one out to center field. Glove there, yep. And Riley will have to hold.
Good glove on that.
Raffensperger with a catch for the first.
Fly out to Raffensperger. That's the first out of the inning. Brings up Aubrey Dorn, who struck out swinging in the second. And McDonald's got their first two batters aboard here in this fourth after nine straight retired for Grace Harem.
As I said, the first time, sometimes the first time through seeing a pitcher is
kind of
difficult. And, you know, just being patient on these and looking for their pitch, that change up, you know, she's getting them to chase, and that's what she's doing.
0-1.
Little blooper
there. Gets past
come
the
on,
second
nice
baseman.
Come
Riley
in,
rounding
in, Riley.
Second. She's coming in hard to
there
score. And Aubrey Dorn going to move to second. And
good
McDonald
job,
has cut the deficit in half. Aubrey Dorn, an RBI double. And the speed of Riley Christensen Richardson makes it 4-2 Fall Creek. And McDonald fighting back.
So I think what they're doing, yep, so they have Kiara coming in to bat for Katie.
Again, Katie Ruff in that flex spot, so Caroline and Kugel up to the plate for the first time. The DP, number five, the junior batting 261.
Come on, girl.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunnarsson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. Runner in scoring position, one out. Aubrey Dorn is aboard at second. Caroline and Kugel, the junior, in a big spot here. Bats from the right. 4-2, McDonald trails by two. Harem, the left-handed junior, in letter high, missed inside on Caroline and Kugel. Laying off that one wisely.
Good job being patient.
Pitch two off the elbow. And Kiara hardly even reacted.
I think it was off the bat because I would have had her unit on that one.
Yeah. Well, hit by pitch, so Kiara.
Yep, there you go. Good job.
To second.
Well, she is tough, so we'll if it did hit her, I'm really, really impressed.
A quick conference in the circle here. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with their new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Caroline and Kugel aboard at first. And Aubrey Dorn at second. Speaking of getting back in the game, that's what McDonald's doing here after they gave up four runs with two outs in the bottom of the third. They now trail 4-2 with one out and two aboard for Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman. The shortstop.
Come on, Kelsey.
Kelsey doesn't chase one outside. Good. Slowing in the dirt. Good stop there
good.
By Westray.
Smart, you know, and that was smart on Aubrey Waiting. Because she had a great stop on that.
Bremnes popped out to first to end the second inning, our only time up. One ball, no strikes. Harem the pitch, inside called Ooh. Strike.
He's definitely got a floating little zone there.
So 1-1 the count with one away. Runners at first and second. Grace Harem, the junior, It's McDonald freshman Kelsey Bremnis. The pitch.
Nice job.
Right back, and it gets by the glove of Hiram. Aubrey Torn is rounding third.
Oh, good
She's
job,
barreling
Aubrey.
Into
Come
home,
in.
And it's
good
4-3.
Good job, ladies.
So Kelsey Bremnis gets aboard, and runners at first and second. Now in a one-run game.
Scores another. Brings up.
Line and Kugel at second. Bremnis aboard at first. As she hit one hard right off the glove of Hiram, who reached out for it. And Claire Ruff also popped out to first, her first time up, the freshman.
Kiara did a good job on waiting, you know, when they threw that to third, so just waiting.
Pitch in there for a strike.
Whether Smart base running.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call. I'll give you the phone number in a moment. The pitch popped out behind the plate. Playable for Westrich. She calls everyone off and makes the squeeze.
Come on, Westrich with a catch. We're out number two.
That's out number two, and that's a big one here.
It is.
For Fall Creek. Again, McDonald has three to cross, but still two aboard. But now two outs. Brings up Keegan Winger. Again, we say a big spot. We've been saying that about everybody, but.
Well, and I think, you know, Fall Creek's last inning just proves that you can go on two, so.
Keegan Winger checks swing, and she held it back. Again, H&R Electric, you can give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977, H&R Electric. Proud to back our Lady Max. 0-1 pitch popped up, shallow left center field, and running up to make the grab and end the inning goes Elena Raffensperger. But McDonald gets three back, and as we head into the top of the fifth inning, our score, Fall Creek 4, McDonald 3. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Fall Creek sectional semifinal. One-run game here as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Pitcher against pitcher here as Grace Hiram comes up. The lefty to face Katie Ruff. Takes ball one low. Four runs in their bottom of the third for Fall Creek, including that two-run homer by Sophie Johnson. They did it all with two outs. McDonald strikes back with three in their half of the fourth. Katie Ruff, a line drive over second base for Grace Hiram.
Single by the pitcher.
And Hiram, the leadoff single, is aboard. She's one for two on the day. Other end of that battery between Grace Hiram and Emma Westrate now up in the five and six slots.
We have a designated runner for the pitcher, number six.
So the courtesy runner now at first with no one out.
Number six, Cameron Calder.
Look to be a pitcher's duel. It may still be. The hitters now showing their prowess. Westrate at the plate, showing bunt, pulls it back, swings and misses. Well, Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. One on, none out. 0-1 the count. Katie Ruff, the pitch. Snap throw to first.
Good job, Mark. Runner
held there.
Keeping her check.
One ball, one strike. Sunshine, clouds, and the smell of... What's on that grill wafting over here?
I'm like,
And home plate umpire is, I think, just double-checking the count. So one ball, one strike. We're good on that now. As Westrate, the Fall Creek junior, steps back in. Time called. And Coach Saransky calling for time here with his junior catcher. 4-3, McDonald trails by one. You're in the bottom of the fourth. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Standing back in now from the right side, Emma Westrate. Over the conference with Coach Brad Saransky.
Yep, I figured that she'd be coming
1-1. Dribbler to Aubrey Dorn. She'll step on the bag at first. No play at second.
That was smart, though, in getting that first bat out because she didn't have a good aim at second base, so she did the right thing in getting that out.
So Harum advances to scoring position on kind of the unintentional sacrifice there. And first out of the inning brings up Kendall Asmussen, who popped out to Kelsey Bremnes at short last time up. She's the second lefty in this lineup, the left fielder, the junior, number 9. Now with a runner at second. She'll slap one, tore the gap, gloved by Abby Brasine, and it got through.
Bring it in.
The throw to the plate, it's going to be close, not in time, and another run in for Fall Creek.
Kendall Asmussen with a single, that scores a run.
5-3, the Crickets. Asmussen, the single. It's a tough play that just slipped on through. Asmussen at first. So the runner that Grace Harum got aboard comes around to score. Fall Creek answers at least one of the McDonald runs, and again, just one out here with Larissa Johnson, the junior, taking ball one. Popping out of the crouch is Morgan Wirtz to hold the runner. Kendall Asmussen at first. She's 1-for-2 on the day as Asmussen. As the hitter's starting to settle in a bit here from Fall Creek in this sectional semifinal. Bottom of the fourth, 5-3 Fall Creek. The pitch sails in high. 2-0.
Yeah, Morgan's usually gunning down the first baseline, keeping him in check, so she's kind of watching on her.
Two and oh for Katie Ruff. The pitch low and in the dirt. Runner doesn't go as a good block there by Morgan Wirtz. Now a 3-0 hitter's count on Larissa Johnson, the junior right fielder, looking for her first hit. She popped out behind the plate to Morgan Wirtz last time up. 3-0
nice
pitch,
job.
Bullseye in their first
there
strike. 3-1 the count. Then Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Grayson Hoff with you. McDonald Area Catholic Schools live video stream, Max TV. Here with Wilgo Sports Radio. 3-1, the pitch. Katie Ruff. It's a walk. First one issued of the game.
Yep, she just needs to go to the back of the circle and shake that off. And
number 5,
Addie. Brings up Addie Haynes. She reached on an error.
The defense, so come on, ladies.
And Haynes really sparked that huge 4-run bottom of the third for Fall Creek as she reached on a throwing error, and then things sort of spiraled there. First pitch strike. Katie Ruff. Runners at first and second for Fall Creek. Johnson at first. Kendall Asmussen at second. Just one out, one run in here for the Crickets. The left-handed batting Haynes.
Her and Morgan just get the ball pitched.
Dribbler right in front of the plate. Glove by Keegan Winger. Throw to first in time. Is it? Maybe not.
I think he said it was. Wasn't.
So Haynes beats it out. And Fall Creek has batted around, and Kennedy Tum at the plate now with the bases loaded. She started off. Back in the third inning, excuse me, they have not battered around, but Tum had that big RBI double in the third. Yep. Bases loaded for Fall Creek with just one out. 0-1, Katie Ruff against Kennedy Tum. The pitch called strike. Bottom of the fourth, 5-3, Fall Creek. Obviously a big, big spot here for Katie Ruff.
Yeah, she does, she's count. Doing good. I mean, she doesn't usually get nervous here, so she just needs
Ruff
to get
Ruff the pitch, in. Bloop along the third base line.
Nice job, Keegan.
And gloved there by Keegan Winger.
Third for out number two.
And that's the second out of the inning.
Come on, ladies.
Nice job there by Keegan with a quick glove. So the line out brings up Avery Barca, who reached on an error and scored a run in that third. Bases loaded, two away now. With McDonald trailing 5-3. Barca takes a called strike on that outside edge.
Yep.
And we'll take that. We'll take
that. Yeah, exactly.
When
we're pitching. I think we'll take that for sure, but that outside edge seems to be the nemesis there.
Owen won the count. Line drive, and it gets past
on,
Keegan
Kendall.
Winger.
Get
one
in,
run is
in.
The throw from Kendall Heffler. Playing
there
the plate.
She's
in time.
Out. She's out of the plate. There you go, Morgan. Good job,
Gun
Kendall.
Gun down. Kendall Heffler to Morgan Wirtz. And tagged out at the plate. What a play there to end the
she
inning for the Lady Max. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, good
we'll
job
We'll step
on
out
that.
And be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Playoff Softball on WOGO.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery. So you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Softball here on WOGO Sports on Max TV. Fall Creek gets two more, 6-3, but that play at the plate from Kendall Heffler.
Regina.
Beautiful throw and great job by Morgan.
Otherwise, we're talking 7-3 and Fall Creek still up.
And she didn't even reach the plate, so that was an amazing job.
Abby Regina, the senior, takes a ball outside.
Come on, Abby.
The Max have trailed in this game 4-0, fought back within one run, 4-3. Now they trail by three runs again. Ducking away, Abby Brazina for ball two. She struck out her first time up in the third. McDonald sent eight to the plate in the fourth inning. 2-0 the count. That high stance for the McDonald second baseman. Called strike on that outside edge.
Outside edge.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. He's Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Pitch on the outside edge, ball three, 3-1 the count. He's Slocum & Associates. Call owner Jason Heese and He's Slocum at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. The 3-1 line
nice
drive, and it
there.
Drops
Good
right in front of the
Abby.
Center fielder, and that's a base hit for Abby Brazina.
Nice job, Abby.
McDonald brings up the left fielder, number three,
Kendall Heffler.
Come on, Kendall.
Back at the plate, she's 1-for-2 on this sectional semifinal. Also stole a base, scored a run. Back in that big fourth inning for McDonald. Leadoff runner aboard. Kendall Heffler bloops one right back to the pitcher and no throw.
And a pop-up bunt back to the pitcher.
To first, but Hiram got the glove out quickly as Kendall, I think, meant to lay that one down instead it went up.
She didn't lay that one down. It just got away from her. So she's upset with herself. So just needs to shake that off. And
Christina doing a nice job getting back to first in time. Riley Christensen Richardson, big swing and a miss at pitch one. She's 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI and a run scored. We're in the top of the fifth. McDonald down three runs here, 6-3. Riley Christensen Richardson.
Come on, right there, right behind short.
One out.
There you go.
Bloops. I don't know if blops is a word, but either way.
Yeah, no, it's a good
I mean,
word.
When the grass is wet, it kind of blops.
Yeah, no,
either
a
way,
word.
It drops between the shortstop and the center
field. Bloop, pop, you know, whatever.
Either way, Riley gets aboard.
Yep.
She's 2 for 3 on the day, and Abby Brezina advances into scoring position at second. Brings up Morgan Wirtz. Morgan looking for her first hit. She had a pop out to second in the first, then a fly out to center in the fourth. Morgan bats from the right, the McDonald senior. Runners at first and second, one out. Grace Harum, the junior, lefty, in high for ball one.
You know, Morgan takes a lot of pressure on herself, too, being a senior and wanting to get, you know, the girls moved around, so...
One ball, no strikes. One out, two on for Morgan Wirtz. She's going to knock
right,
one out to center
right.
field and
oh, Abby
up there
holds.
As the runners hold right. out number two.
Elena Raffensperger,
who's been busy out there in center, brings up Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey 1 for 2 on the day with a strikeout and an RBI double and a run scored back in the fourth. Now two away. Here in this top of the fifth, McDonald trailing 6-3, two base runners aboard. But Harum in a much better spot here. She changes speeds and gets a strike called on that outside corner. And Heath Loken and Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 720-4000. The pitch outside called strike.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, if they have that there, they just got to do it because he's calling every single one of them on that outside corner.
Two away, runners at first and second. The 0-2 pitch from Grace Harum. Upstairs, ball one. Aubrey Dorn, tough to lay off that pitch when you're down 0-2 with two outs, but Aubrey, a good eye there. One ball, two strikes. Aubrey Dorn takes one outside and high. Two balls, two strikes with two out and two on here in the top of the fifth at Fall Creek Sectional Semifinal.
Winner plays up
Thursday.
A little bit.
Aubrey Dorn swing and a miss. Strikes out, and Harum battles back to end the inning. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Playoff Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Lady Max Playoff Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Grayson Hoff with you. It's 6-3 Fall Creek here in the sectional semifinal. Winner goes to Casper Park on Thursday evening.
Wind's picking up a little bit here.
And your rough opening pitch to Sophie Johnson. Johnson 1 for 2 on the day, had a fly out to center and then a 2-run home run to center field. Her last time up in the third in that big 4-run fourth inning for Fall Creek. 6-3, the Crickets lead the Lady Max. Bottom of the fifth, upstairs, ball two. There's Sophie Johnson. McDonald stranded a couple base runners in their half of the fifth, would have loved to get one or two back. The pitch, line drive, and it is
fair.
Sophie Johnson rounding first, heading into second with a stand-up double. As Kendall Heffler had to dig that one out of the corner.
Lead-off double.
So Sophie Johnson.
Yeah, she did. You know, that was a great hit. A beautiful hit right around third. Just went curved right around there. So kudos to her on that hit.
So That brings up center fielder Elena Raffensperger. Raffensperger takes ball one. Runner in scoring position at second is Johnson. Fog Creek trying to extend this three-run lead. Bottom of the fifth. Raffensperger, the senior. Again, they go junior at the top of the batting order, then senior, senior, senior in the 2-3-4 spots. Ruff the pitch. High pop-up.
That'll bring
Abby working back.
Back
for it. Brezina makes the catch and holds
Claire
the runner.
Claire called her off, which is a great job. That was a better position for Claire to grab versus Abby.
A nice job, too, also holding the runner at second. So Raffensperger, the first out of the inning. Back at the plate, Grace Harum. She's one for two with a single her last time up in the fourth. The runner at second. Talented junior pitcher here for Fall Creek. Pitch from Katie Ruff.
Nice
Love
job.
Line drive. Throw to second.
Nice.
Is yes. the time it is.
Very
double
good.
Play. Kick and winger
go,
grabs
ladies.
The hot shot right off the dirt. Guns it
there
to second.
Go.
We're covered by Bremnis, and it's a double play to end the inning for the Lady Macs. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Macs playoff softball on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Come on, Kiara
Line and Kugel up to the bats for McDonald. Let's see if that double play to win the inning
adds a little fire.
McDonald here. They're trail 6-3 as we enter the top of the sixth. Line and Kugel at the plate for the second time. Swing and a miss at the first pitch.
There was a good cut on that one.
Every bat huge for McDonald here. Sectional semi. Swing and a miss on pitch two. It's Grace Harum has struck out five McDonald batters. They did plate three against her in the fourth. Left a couple runners stranded in the fifth. Harum the pitch, check swing. Held it back. Did Carolina Kugel? They'll check along the first baseline. Umpire agrees. One ball, two strikes.
Rain decided to come back and grace us. We're not real happy with this.
Ball low, 2-2. Carolina Kugel, the McDonald Jr., the DP, trying to battle her way back into this at bat. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Carolina Kugel goes down on strikes. Brings up Kelsey Bremnis, the freshman. She's one for two on the day with a single.
The shortstop, Kelsey Bremnis.
Kelsey has a great bat, so she just needs to keep in that box and find her pitch and send it.
As we mentioned, the sprinkles have picked up.
Come on, dropping.
Bloop over to second base and glove there for Bremnis. Barca moves over to make the catch. That brings up Claire Ruff.
That brings up the right fielder, number 12, Claire Ruff.
Ruff her third time at the plate. She's previously up to bat in the third and fourth inning. It's a first pitch strike.
He's definitely got a wide strike zone there.
Claire had a pop out and a fly out so far in this game, looking for her first hit with two outs. Ruff fouls one along the first base line. McDonald down to their final four outs here in regulation. Trailing 6-3 in this sectional semifinal. Hiram, the lefty, the pitch fought off, but dropped along the first baseline, and an easy play there for Addie Haynes as we head to the bottom of this sixth. McDonald goes down 1-2-3. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. Our score remains Fall Creek 6, McDonald 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City
Glass. Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Bottom of the sixth here in Fall Creek. McDonald trailing 6-3. First pitch strike from Katie Ruff. He's battled gamely against this Fall Creek lineup, putting up zeros in the first, second, fifth, but four in the third, two in the fourth, and all four of those runs for Fall Creek in that critical third inning coming with two outs. Second pitch swung on,
brings
lofted
over to Riley.
Out
there
to Riley
go.
Christensen
nice job,
Richardson,
Riley.
Who will make the grab and retire Emma Westrace. That's out number one here in the sixth inning. Kendall Asmussen, one for two on the day, had a pop out to short, and a single and a run scored in the fourth. She bats from the left, number nine, the junior. Again, six juniors, three seniors in this starting lineup. Right over to short, and a high throw gets away from Bremnes. Or rather, gets away from Dorn, but a high throw from Bremnes, and Asmussen back aboard.
The right fielder, number two, Marissa
Johnson. Walked back in the fourth. Gunned down at home by Kendall Heffler. One out, one on. Here in this bottom of the sixth.
Come on, girls.
Johnson, the junior, showing bunt, pulls it back. Snap throw to first, tag, not quite in time. Morgan Wirtz drives it right along the line to Aubrey Dorn, who swooped down with the tag. Not quite in time to get Kendall Asmussen, who dove head first. Back
just
into
Morgan's
first.
Just keeping her in check. Again, it's just
showing bunt. Again, a throw back to first. Not quite in time, but making sure that Asmussen has a little something in her head there. One ball, one strike, one out, and one on here for Fall Creek as they lead 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth.
Come on, ladies.
Sectional semifinal, WIA D4 softball. Showing bunt, pulling it back, swinging a miss, throw to second, the tag,
oh, yeah!
In time!
Go, Morgan
Wirtz guns
great
down
job.
Kendall Asmussen for the second out of the inning.
Caught
stealing. Great job, Morgan.
Number two.
So no base runners aboard. And Larissa Johnson down 1-2 to Katie Ruff. In the bottom of the sixth, two outs now. Katie, the 1-2 pitch popped up sky high. Looks to be playable for Brezina, and she will make the catch.
Nice job, ladies.
And they go down 1-2-3 for Fall Creek. We head to the seventh with our score, Fall Creek 6, McDonald 3. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Playoff Softball on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
It's time to boost.
Well, it all comes down to this for McDonald, the Lady Max, with three outs left in their season to try to extend this game.
Lizzie Liebrandt is in, hitting.
Number nine. And she'll foul one off along the first base line. So Liebrandt in the seventh slot for Keegan Winger here in the seventh. And a big hit against Colfax.
She did have a really big hit, so
looking
I think
for
that's
one
why.
Here, swing and a miss. Grace Harum has had four shutout innings, but did allow three in the fourth. The pitch upstairs and high as Lizzie lays off.
Nice patience.
One ball, two strikes. On deck, Abby Brezina, the McDonald senior. Pitch outside.
Which I'm really surprised.
Honestly, we've seen that called all game.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Liebrandt holding in here. The pitch from Harum, swing and a miss.
Strikeout or out number one by Grace Harum.
Grace Harum again has just been very strong. Seven strikeouts here. Abby Brezina, one for two on the day. Had a single last time up in the fifth. She mentioned so many times, she's up in another big spot here, the McDonald senior. First pitch from Harum, swing and a miss. McDonald with two outs left in their season. There's a lot that can be done here, down 6-3.
They proved
laying
it
off,
that,
ball one.
That fourth inning, they proved it there, so.
Harum, the junior lefty. The crowd in full throat here. The pitch fouled back. One ball, two strikes for Abby Brezina.
Protecting that plate.
Harum, the lefty, against Brezina. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three.
And another strikeout for Grace Harum.
And now with two outs, Kendall Heffler.
Leadoff hitter.
McDonald down three.
Kendall Heffler.
Heffler trying to make something happen here for McDonald. She's one for three on the day, a ground out, a pop out, but also back in that fourth at a single. Called strike one. They stole a base and scored a run there in that three-run fourth for McDonald. Down 6-3 here with two outs, looking for a rally.
Come on, Kendall.
Harum the pitch upstairs, 1-1. Fall Creek Junior trying to send her team to their fourth consecutive sectional final. The pitch, Kendall fouls it back. 1-2 with two outs and none on here in the top of the seventh. Sectional semifinal from Fall Creek. Heffler stands back in, the McDonald Junior. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and that's the game. Fall Creek, the Western Clover Belt Conference champions. In the season three. For McDonald, your final score, Fall Creek 6, McDonald 3, and Fall Creek, as we just mentioned, moves on to their fourth consecutive sectional final. Congratulations to Coach Brad Saransky and his team. We've got a lot coming up, as always, as we recap this fine season for the Lady Macs.
Absolutely.
They fall here on the road at Fall Creek. Our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls coming up. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back after this on WOGO.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's. Moving life forward.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shoppe. Your locally owned Medicine Shoppe pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shoppe of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to Fall Creek. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com. We've got a little bit more coming up in our Post Glass Post Game Show as well. Of course, want to salute this year's seniors. We'll play back the highlights as well. Talk with head coach Rick Beyer one final time as McDonald's season comes to a close. They finish with a phenomenal 20 wins versus just 3 defeats on the season. Fall Creek 27-2 on the year as they sweep the season series plus a playoff win against McDonald. They've now won 7 straight against the Lady Macs, and Fall Creek moves on to their 4th consecutive sectional final. We heard an update that Shell Lake was ahead of Grantsburg 4-2 in that game, and we were talking off the air again, just a salute to this Fall Creek team, Chris Malika. Maybe this is their year, as they've been so close for 3 consecutive seasons to punching their ticket to state, and again, they're just a very well-balanced, well-coached team. They execute, they do the little things well.
They do, and, you know, as we talked about, they're experienced, you know, with juniors and seniors. They're a very experienced team, and so, you know, hats off to them for, you know, their season and everything, and hopefully it continues to go, and you hope to see that. You hope to see the, you know, local teams go to state and everything. So kudos to them.
The Western Clover Belt will be represented in that sectional final and hopefully at state with Fall Creek. And we talk about the six juniors and three seniors in this Fall Creek lineup and those little things, balls put in play. And in a three-run game here, that was probably the major difference between victory and defeat for McDonald is, again, some balls put in play. There were just, a few fielding miscues for McDonald. Again, you think back to that big four-run inning in the third with two outs, and it started again with a runner reaching on an error, and Fall Creek is just too good of a team to not take advantage of that. And so, again, it's just sometimes inexperience, and sometimes it's just, man, the way the ball's hit, and sometimes the throw just sails on you a little bit, too, and no matter who's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it's inexperience, but sometimes it's just the luck of the draw. I mean, when the ball is hit, sometimes, you know, there is no controlling it and everything. And so, you know, I think hats off to them to Fall Creek for their game. You know, the girls, it was a tough played game. You know, the girls came back in the fourth and with those runs and, you know, had it going where I thought that they'd come back even closer. And so I think, you know, the last of the last are always the hardest, you know. And when I shoot, those are the ones that are always the hardest to post or always the hardest to talk about because, you know, for the seniors that it's, you know, it's coming, it's the end. And but what a phenomenal season it has been.
And again, we can't underestimate here how difficult it is to move up a division and again, this is just their getting acclimated to Division IV playoff softball. After McDonald's been such a force in Division V for so many years, and you go from again being a larger school, one of the largest schools in D5, and then your enrollment pushes you up to being one of the smallest schools in Division IV, and they've shown again they can absolutely compete, winning a regional championship and fighting hard with Fall Creek here today, and the cricket's just a little bit better, but certainly. You look at another 20-win season and second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference and second place to a team that we think very likely will be down at Goodman early June.
Yep, and that's just it. Moving up a division is never hard, but, you know, they played it. You know, they came in, they brought the competition, and they, you know, they played and they showed that, you know what, they're okay. They can play at that level, and, you know, they proved that. And so kudos to them and kudos to the seniors and the underclassmen and the coaching staff for that because they didn't back down, you know.
And let's talk about the seniors here. Again, we're on the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And we'll talk hopefully with head coach Rick Beyer again. Of course, he's going to want some extra time with his team here as their season comes to a close, losing 6-3 on the road here at Fall Creek. But you look at this senior class, you've got Morgan Wirtz, your catcher Aubrey Dorn, your first baseman Abby Brazina, your second baseman, and your pitcher Katie Ruff. Again, just a lot of excitement in the youth for this team, but now's the time to focus on what these seniors have done for this McDonald program over the last 4 years.
They have. And it brings, honestly, it brings a lump to my throat because last year with coaching and stuff like that, these are four phenomenal young ladies that have come out there and the last 4 years have done an amazing job and proven in their abilities and their talents and their leadership. And that they, you know, I think we've talked about, you know, how they welcome the underclassmen or the younger players and the role models that they have become. And you see all these younger players out here watching, you know, even youth players watching them and thinking that someday that's where they could be too.
And, again, they've left their mark on this program. We talk about, you know, just because of the stats we have in front of us, looking at what Katie Ruff has done this season, 199 strikeouts coming into this game, and she got a couple more. So our unofficial tally there, 201 strikeouts on the game, or on the season, rather, for the McDonald senior. She had a 1.28 ERA coming into this game. And, again, that's just 25% of four player senior class for McDonald, but again, just such a dominant pitcher in her time here in the blue and yellow.
Yep, and very humble.
Yes,
you know, very, very humble and stuff. And she's, Again, a great role model and a great role model of these girls to show, you know, what perseverance and consistency and hard work can accomplish. 200 some strikes. Out, that's phenomenal. That's amazing. You know, and
it's
and
rare.
It's exactly. And, you know, she, as hard as this loss is, you know, she will look back and she will see that and she will see how phenomenal that was. But these losses are hard. You know, all four of these seniors are very, all four are very humble. They're very, they take their role with pride and with a lot of, you know, pride's the, one of the huge things that comes to my mind because they're very proud to play for the MAC system.
Yeah.
And being able to do what they have done. And so I am proud to have known them. I'm proud to have, I'm sorry, I'm getting a lump in my throat, to have shot them and, you know, and been part of it last year. And so hats off to them.
As they run along that outfield fence one more time as a team here, McDonald falling 6-3 here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll catch up one final time with head coach Rick Beyer. And we'll revisit the highlights of this one as McDonald falls in the sectional semifinal. Phenomenal season with 20 wins to their tally. We'll step out and be back after this. This is Lady Mac softball on the road at Fall Creek. McDonald falls in the sectional final 6-3.